Hello, this is Tony Heller from RealClimateScience.com, setting the record straight about BLM. Until recently, this is what the Black Lives Matter What We Believe webpage looked like. We disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure. We foster a queer-affirming network. When we gather, we do so with the intention of freeing ourselves from the tight grip of heteronormative thinking. If you want to know what happens when you disrupt nuclear families, all you have to do is go to any Democratic-controlled large city. During the 1960s, liberal Democrats came up with the brilliant idea of paying single mothers more money for each child they had out of wedlock. So in order to get a larger welfare check, mothers knew that they had to remain unmarried and have as many kids as possible. This led to most of the families in Democratic inner cities becoming broken and a gang culture which replaced it. So far this month in Chicago, there's been 286 shootings, or more than 10 per day. Just this week alone, there's been 30 shootings, and so far this year, there's been more than 3,000 shootings in Chicago. This is exactly what happens when you disrupt the nuclear family. 50 years ago, Malcolm X said that white liberals were the greatest enemy to America and the greatest enemy to the black man.
There are many whites who are trying to solve the problem, but you never see them going under the label of liberals. That white person that you see calling himself a liberal is the most dangerous thing in the entire Western Hemisphere. He's the most deceitful. He's like a fox, and a fox is always more dangerous in the forest than the wolf. You can see the wolf coming. You know what he's up to. But the fox will fool you. He comes at you with his mouth shaped in such a way that even though you see his teeth, you think he's smiling and taking for a friend.
There are many whites who act friendly toward Negroes. A fox acts friendly toward the lamb. And usually the fox is the one who ends up with the lamb chop on his plate. The wolf doesn't act friendly. And therefore the wolf has more difficulty in getting the lamb chop in his plate.
I'd like to point out, though, that...
I say that because it is usually if you study the structure of the Negro community, mm-hmm. economically, politically, civically, psychologically, and otherwise, it's controlled by the white liberal, mm-hmm. who usually poses as the friend of the Negro.
On the other hand, I think one could point to a large number of whites who have struggled for civil rights, for equality, and have got little or nothing out of it. Other than quite a few bruises.
Give me an example.
Well, the large number of white students who have gone into the South, for example, working for SNCC and other organizations.
Not working for SNCC or other organizations, but working for the white political machines who benefit by the voting efforts of Negroes.
Okay. Today, you could point to a large number of Negro leaders who have consistently betrayed Negroes in a whole host of areas.
They aren't really Negro leaders. These are puppets that have been put in front of the Negro community by white liberals. These are parrots that have been put in front of the Negro community by white liberals. You can't name me a Negro leader who has been a Negro leader who has been betrayed Negroes, who has not been endorsed, sanctioned, subsidized, and supported by the white liberals.
White liberals created the mess which destroyed the nuclear family in the black community, but now they're very concerned because they want black people voting for them in November. The old saying goes, the path to hell is paved with good intentions. Toto grew up during the 1960s surrounded by white liberals, and he knows exactly what they're up to. You can visit him and Kyrie on the web at realclimatescience.com.